Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again this week for our flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. As always, I'm super excited to be with you, and I am your host. And you know, if you've been following me for a long time, that we interview some pretty amazing people, and I have an amazing guest today for you. I'm really super excited about our conversation. This is something that I've really been honestly thinking about languaging more to a lot of you, because a lot of you have reached out with questions around what we're going to be discussing today. Today, my guest is Dee Katz Shahar. She is an entrepreneur, but has come to the business space really from the academic world. She has a lot of experience in behavior change and public health and a lot of just health initiatives in general. And she's taken that, all of those skills now into the private sector where she's helping more people on a day-to-day basis. And we're going to talk today a lot about how sleep and rest and managing stress is as almost like a meta skill when it comes to supercharging, not just your fitness in general, but just how you show up in the world. So thanks so much for agreeing to chat with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Allison. This is so exciting. I really appreciate it.
Love it. Of course. So obviously you and I were talking quite a bit before we hit record, and you know, your company is called Bodyholic Fitness.
Bodyholic. Yep.
I love it. I love it. So a little bit about your story and a little bit about how you came up with that name. I think this is fascinating.
Oh my God. I don't think anybody's ever asked me how I came up with the name. Thank you so much for the question.
Sure.
That's fun. So the business is actually online training on the most basic level, but it kind of was a dream of mine. You know, I was watching YouTube when I was much younger, and I was like, oh, I want to train like them, because, you know, you just kind of roll out of bed and you
work
go along
home,
with them.
Right. Set your own hours. Right.
But it's not only that. I loved rolling out of bed and working out. Like once I discovered that I could just hit play. And so why not give that to other people as well?
Love that.
So it took me a while, but then, you know, Allison, you and I were talking about this. What happened was COVID. And the second COVID happened, because I had wanted to do this for so long, I actually immediately, it was a matter of weeks before we set up the website. And when I say we, I said to my husband, I need you to set up a website.
Yeah.
I started doing workout after workout. And now there is maybe close to 2,000 workouts online. Because every workout I do is recorded and uploaded. And that's how it started. And regarding the name, we were starting to record workouts. And I was nursing my oldest daughter at the time, my oldest child.
Yep.
And there were points where she was just not willing to be away from me. So there's workouts of me nursing her while I'm lunging and just trying to get.
Give me, but I have a visual now in my mind of you nursing your child while you're doing lunges.
That's exactly. I think it's also somewhere in the early stages of my Instagram, somewhere there.
Right.
But it was like, I'm going to work out no matter what. So I'm going to get it up there and everybody's going to work out no matter what. Like, no excuses. And then my husband basically just was like, this is totally Bodyholic, you know, like.
Oh, I love that.
Like alcohol.
I love
like
that.
This is what it. Yeah. So that's actually the name. Yeah.
And you know, sometimes when we're naming something, and this is just me putting my business hat on for a minute, how much do we overthink it? We overthink it a lot. Sometimes that first thought that you have or the first thing that comes to you is like what you should go with, right?
Yeah. Actually, we went through a few names that were something about like being pleasant or movement or. And then exactly. His gut instinct was Bodyholic, and
I loved it
immediately.
I love it. It's catchy. People hear that and they go, "What's that?" And that's the whole point, right?
Right.
Love
right.
that.
Yeah.
Love that. So you've obviously, you and I were chatting, you have spent a lot of your career in the academic space. So you've done a lot of teaching, a lot of research. So, and your background is mostly in public health and behavior change?
It's actually mostly in the sports sciences. Just in terms of all the certifications that I accumulated, but correct, my master's is in public health, exactly.
Yeah. So now in your business, at Bodyholic, you're doing a lot of online training, but you're really helping people a lot with behavior change.
Yes, that's also where the podcast comes in. I think that's absolutely where the Instagram comes in. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So let's just start, since you know my background is in health and fitness too. What are some of the big problems that you hear about from people that you talk to on a daily basis as to why people either have trouble being consistent with a workout program or they just believe it's something that they can't do? Maybe they've consistently struggled and they just don't even want to start. What do you think's behind all that?
Well, we learn to fail, right? We also learn to succeed and to pick ourselves up and to become resilient and just go back at it. But the learning to fail, I think that really puts, it's a hindrance for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, I'll just take an example from my actual client who now I'm trying to get her back into working out. She has had such a challenging time. I have to say it's really out of the ordinary. And I'm saying that objectively. I'm looking at her and I'm saying, this is out of the ordinary, many health issues. And she keeps coming back to the studio and we keep working out. And then all of a sudden she's gone for a month because both her kids, you know, one kid is sick, then the other kid is sick, then she's sick, then she finally gets back. And then again, something similar happens. And I think a lot of people have that general story. With her, I feel like it just happens over and over again. But what's amazing about her is that she does keep coming back. And so the first workout, every time she takes a long break, is kind of like step one. We went back step one and we're really gentle with her body. But then the second workout, the second time we train, we actually bump it up a little bit more than, you know, the previous times when you go from workout one to workout two. Because she already has the base and she gets that. And she gets that. And it took her a while to get that. Mm-hmm. But she's one of those people who doesn't say, you know what, my kids are going to get sick again soon. I'm just not going to go back.
Yeah.
She's one of those that she just keeps coming back. And I think that is really the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. And to your point with what you were talking about how we literally learn to fail and we learn to succeed through the experiences that we go through in our lives.
Right.
But listening to you tell the story about your client just reminds me of really, I'll call it kind of a paradox. It's really like the two sides of the fence that I think most people can relate to. It's this constant getting on and getting off, kind of the merry-go-round effect, right? And, you know, we sort of come to expect, that's why we always say, you know, I have a saying, and I'm sure you do too, where it's not a question of if, but it's a question of when the obstacles will come up, right?
Exactly.
There's a lot of people out there, I think, and this is the other side of the fence, that say, you know, that want everything to be just right. They want everything to be, all the stars to align, and they don't want anything to distract them. And if they have a week that takes them out, or they miss a day or 2 days or whatever, then they're like, well, I just, you know, I'm not very good at like keeping up. And they make that their story. So I guess my question for you, being that you've had, obviously you have some background in this, is that how do you teach people to create a new story around fitness for themselves?
First of all, I love the way you describe it's not if, it's when.
Yeah, because, it's true though.
Because that's just life. That is just life. So something will always happen and that's okay because it means you're alive. So I think when we kind of have a little bit of a mindset shift to more like a growth mindset, and we talk about challenges as being an opportunity for growth, I think that is very, very powerful. So in other words, I have to say, this doesn't come easy. And I know it doesn't come easy, but after years of practice, I can honestly tell you that I don't look at failure as a problem. I look at failure as an opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
And because, just like you were saying before, like that is part of life.
It is. It is.
And we have to get uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. And I absolutely agree with what you just said. I feel like, you know, the obstacles that we face, whether it's missing a workout, being sick, maybe we're injured, maybe we just have a conflict and we just can't make it work or whatever. And look, I'm in full transparency, that happens to me too, like I'm sure it happens to you.
Sure.
But, you know, but I agree. I love what you just said, because I feel like when those things come up for us, it's never about how we can't do it. Well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just have a week where everything goes right? I mean, I'm sure people listening can relate to that. But I think when we have an obstacle or something that comes up that really challenges us, I think the question to ask ourselves is always, okay, what is it that I can do about this that's within my control? Okay, so maybe I didn't get it done today. So what can I do in this moment, number one, that's going to, you know, take some stress off my mind, right? And kind of give, show myself a little self-compassion and grace. And what can I do tomorrow to get right back on, right? Instead of focusing on what's not working, let's focus on what could work.
And what you just described is very important, because what you're touching on is actually the subject of self-compassion.
Yep.
Because when you talk to yourself in a way that what you just said, like, you know, I didn't get there, I can't do it, it's there's no use, and or even terrible things that people can say that to themselves, like, you're such a loser for not doing that. And of course, then you don't want to try again, because then you were beaten up by yourself.
Totally. Like, and we all do it. If we're being honest, we all do it.
We do all do it. But I always ask the people who work with me, or I even mention it in different trainings that I do, but how would you talk to your best friend? Would you say to your best friend that he or she's a loser?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think and we have to get really real in the language that we're using, because I think words have power. And I think when we consistently tell ourselves the crappy stories, or what's wrong with you, why can't you figure this out, you know, and we all do it, you know, that right there can cause a lot of stress for us.
Right. So we would naturally want to take the route away from it.
Yeah.
So if not going to the gym makes me beat myself up, then I'm just not going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm just not going to go there.
Yeah. So let's kind of shift a little bit then. So we kind of set the stage here for anyone listening who struggles with being consistent with a fitness program, being active on a regular basis, or, you know, forget even if it's that, maybe it's just ensuring that you take time for yourself every day, that you make sure you prioritize your own self-care every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if we live in this constant state of stress where we're, and maybe it's not constant, but maybe it sort of feels like a seesaw depending on the season, that right then and there can kind of keep us in a negative loop to where we never really feel like we get that peace and quiet for ourselves, you know, that quality downtime, which can really help us rest better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you help your clients with around that? Like, do you have any helpful tips for us?
I do. And I also just want to say that right now I'm in Tel Aviv, and I have to say that since October 7th, 2023, there has not been any downtime.
Yeah.
And you know, Allison and I, you and I were talking about the fact that there's so much stress in different parts of the world for different reasons. So I'm not saying, you know, because of where I am. I'm saying there's something going on. And
well, we're consistently distracted.
There's always something
like popping up that's trying to get our attention. That's just the way life is now. Life moves really fast.
Exactly. Life moves fast, and we are getting the headlines constantly. And I think one of the most important things, no matter where you are, and like I just said, you could be in a really stressful location that is out of your control. You are just in constant stress.
Yeah. High alert.
Almost. High alert.
Yeah.
Precisely. Precisely. Yeah. So one of the things is really setting boundaries for yourself.
Yes.
Which also can be very difficult because you want to be helpful and you want to do for everyone because also it makes you feel good. But knowing to say no for certain things, understanding what the priorities are, and then really sticking to the priorities so you do have a moment with yourself.
Yeah.
So you do have a moment, I don't know, if all you have time for is a plank or to make yourself a green smoothie or something, just to really take care of yourself.
Or a 5 or 10 minute walk even can do your mind a lot
absolutely.
Of good. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's, of course, the thing that we all have in our pockets. It's the tool. The number one tool is to focus in on the breath, right? Because no matter where you are, no matter if you're standing in line for the supermarket, or you're really in a dangerous, stressful situation, or even just, you know, before an exam, you're about to sit down, you're about to take an exam and you're freaking out. But how about you just take a moment to focus in on your breath? Because also it sets you into that current moment where there isn't a later or a before. There's only that moment.
Yes.
And also it gets you in touch with yourself, with your body. And there's something super interesting about actually emphasizing the exhale. Mm. And I talk about this a lot. When you focus on, and this is, by the way, this is a little trick. When you focus on the inhale, you're actually going to accelerate your heart rate a little bit. And therefore, you become more alert and focused, which is cool. It's cool to know. But when you focus in on the exhale, and the whole space, basically the whole chest cavity is becoming, there's more room there.
Yeah.
What happens is your heart rate starts slowing down.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just focus on your exhale. Like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pick up the phone. You just take a moment and focus on your exhale for a few minutes. And that will de-stress you immediately.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Yeah, and you're thinking too about what the visual that I'm getting in my mind as you're talking is this. You're literally decompressing, right? You're literally like releasing all the heaviness. And so with the exhale component of breathing, it's like, if you think of it like an opportunity to decompress, I hear that a lot from people. I just want a night to decompress. I'm just going to take this weekend to decompress, right? I mean, today's world, that's just kind of the way that it is. So I'm kind of thinking about using the exhale part of breathing, which we breathe every single day, right? How easy that would be for anyone listening to just kind of take a moment or 2 minutes or whatever it is that you have and pay attention to that
and think about it is, look, I can decompress anytime I decide to.
Exactly. Because you don't have a choice. You're always going to have your breath with you.
Yeah.
You don't need to look for it.
Totally. Yeah, I love that.
And this is actually called bottom up stress relief. There is top down, which is, you know, things that are more mindfulness, meditation, even kind of like the just a more cognitive approach of even just taking your time on a daily basis and just recognizing the fact that hopefully, you know, if you're listening to this, then you're probably not in a third world country. So maybe a lion is not chasing after you, and maybe you're actually not in danger, and you can just take a moment and just realize it's really, everything is okay. Everything is okay.
Well, and sometimes I think that, you know, our human brains will not really allow us to, you know, think like this. I think we have to be very intentional and just remind ourselves that we're in control, you know, but at the same time, we don't want to ignore when we're having those crappy thoughts or when we're feeling like the weight of the world is on us. We want to acknowledge that it's there, but we also want to understand and realize that as human beings, you know what? I'm just going to take five and I'm going to do some deep breathing and I'm just going to like turn off the phone or walk away from the computer for 5 minutes and I'm going to take this time for me. And when I come back, you know, I'll deal with what I need to deal with. And that is within our control. That's the point I'm trying to make.
And that is so important, Allison. It's, you were also talking about all the distractions that we have these days. And one of the things that really just focusing in on the breath, but also even kind of sensory grounding, like noticing, just kind of gazing at one thing and just looking at that and focusing on that, or focusing on something that you're hearing or something you can feel, really helps the distraction problem.
Yeah.
It like hyper-focuses you. So when there's, you know, sensory overload, take a moment to actually connect with your senses, with your five senses.
Yeah. And just understand too, and I've had other guests on here before where we've talked about the concept of meditation, but I like that you mentioned it as a strategy. But I just want to emphasize here, and I would love to get your thoughts on this, is that I think a lot of people think that if they're going to get good at meditation, they want to just turn everything off, that everything has to be quiet when they meditate. And that's not really the point. You know, the point is, when you master the skill of meditation, you actually allow yourself to be present as an observer, right? You just say, wow, there's just a lot going on today, and just kind of let it be there and not resist it, right? And
absolutely.
And there is what gives us peace.
Absolutely, 100%. You are so spot on. I hold actually, I used to do this a lot more. But I used to hold a lot of mindfulness strength flow is what I used to call it, because we would start and end with meditation, but we would actually work out in the middle and we would do workshops. And it's interesting to do that around working out, because when you're working out, it's not always so easy to be non-judgmental towards yourself.
Yeah, right.
But that is the intention that we go with, which we go into the workout in those workshops that we do. So it really is, you know, if I'm just going to cross my legs, I'm giving you the visual of the classic meditation, cross my legs and have my finger touch my thumb and just om my way through it.
Yep.
That's perfectly fine. And if your mind wanders, all you have to do is bring it back, because that's actually the meditation workout.
Exactly.
Right? That's the workout itself. So I like to, instead of getting frustrated with myself and just like, what's going on? Why can't I bring my mind back?
Why can't I get this right? Which is what we want to do. Right?
Right. So what basically I do to visualize this, I used to do it, because now I can honestly tell you that just the deep understanding that the mind is just what it is. That's its job. It's supposed to think.
Yeah.
So once you really understand that, you don't even need this visualization. But to begin with, you know, something that really helped me was thinking of my mind like a little puppy. I know. It's true.
Yeah, no, I love that.
And I would just, you know, and so the cutest little, you know, Labrador or Golden Retriever puppy is like, keeps running away. And then I just gently, I'm not going to yell at the cute little puppy. I'm just going to gently bring it back.
Yeah.
And then it goes, and then I gently bring it back. And that's what meditation is, though.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think there are probably a lot of people listening that kind of have their own ideas about meditation and make it work. But I just think that it's not a one size fits all kind of thing. I think if you're able to frame it in the context of what you just described, I mean, that can feel a lot easier and it can feel better, maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is not a one size fits all. You know, I remember in the workshops where I got certain feedback from people. Some people were just like, oh my God, it's amazing. And, you know, would walk out and they're telling you they feel like they're walking on clouds. I have had many people leave the workshop in tears because, you know, even though we're just focusing on mindfulness and meditation, the thoughts that the quiet brought to them were so difficult. And so it is definitely not a one size fits all. And also when it comes to dealing with trauma, I just want to say this because, you know, I've seen it, that you must turn to someone who specializes in trauma. If you're going into mindfulness, then you must go to an absolute professional who I think has an academic background. And because it can
somebody
be quiet.
Can help you break it down and process it in a helpful way and not dwell on it and make it a story, you know?
Yes. And because the quiet, we don't know what the quiet brings up for people.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. And I think a lot of people listening can probably relate to that. So last question before we wrap up. I'm thinking about the person out there listening who maybe is just thinking, you know what, some of these ideas could probably work for me, but maybe they just don't know how to begin. What do you tell them?
So I would, I'm remembering someone I worked with who she just hated the word meditation. So I would actually say to her, I don't want you to meditate. I want you to sit down with your cup of coffee and just put your phone down in the morning. First thing in the morning, just don't look at your phone. That is so hard for so many
people.
It is
really hard. And I got to be honest, it's really hard for me sometimes too.
It's so hard for me.
It's like a very important thing to think about because what would your day look like if when you got up, you didn't go and get your phone and check your messages and make sure that nobody was looking for you?
Immediately.
You know, just had like a cup of coffee or took a walk or whatever. And then you kind of eased your way into your day. I mean, how do you think you would show up? I think you might show up different.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I mean, you would be in touch with yourself.
Yeah.
You would have started off with a moment with yourself. That's what a gift.
Yeah, exactly.
What a gift.
I tell myself, you know, during the week, gosh, I'd really want to train myself to do that. And I have to be honest, I really have not been very good about that. I do have a morning routine that I stick to. I work out first thing in the morning. I do have some devotional and kind of a mindset practice that I do. But full transparency, there's a lot of mornings when I get up and I do get my phone first. And I know I should, but it's a habit. But having said that, I think it's something that I could work on. So I'll just say that to anyone listening that you're not alone if that's you.
And by the way, the person I was specifically talking about who really like she just the word meditation just was a no-go for her. So and so I keep mentioning that because I think it's important to know that there's a lot of people like that. And her cup of coffee actually was without the phone for 1 minute in the beginning. So all I wanted her to do was take a few sips without being distracted. That was the very first step.
Yeah, I love that. And this kind of goes really well with everything that we've talked about and that sometimes it's not the big things that we do that make the biggest difference. It's always the little things. And you know, you've given us lots to think about, lots of little tips and ideas so people listening can walk away with something and they can implement it even today if they wanted to. But don't underestimate the power of the little things.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. You are absolutely right.
How can people connect with you?
I'm very active on Instagram. That's kind of my reach out tool. So you can see me. Instagram is Bodyholic. Okay. I recently was convinced after years to actually get on TikTok. So that also happened.
Oh, okay.
But I am much more on YouTube and Instagram on Bodyholic. And I actually, Allison, I answer every single DM.
That's great.
And yeah, unless it's spam, but yeah.
I do the every same single thing. I think it's really important that people know that your DM, that I always say my DMs are open.
Yes. And even if it takes me a while, I will answer. So that's very important to me. Yep.
Yeah. Love that. Thanks so much for making time to talk to me today. I know it's like late in the day where you are, but I do appreciate it. Such a great conversation.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. My pleasure. So, all right, you guys out there listening, if you're struggling with finding that time for yourself during the day, and I think this is a very real struggle for a lot of people. You know, I just want to emphasize there's lots in this episode. This may be something that you want to bookmark and go back and listen to like repeatedly, especially when you're having one of those weeks or one of those months. There's just lots here that is very easy to start with. And that's always my goal when I have a guest on, is that I always want you to be able to walk away with at least a couple of things that you can either think about, that you can try out, that you can just see if it kind of works for you. Because, you know, the way we do ourselves is everything. And it all really comes down to those intentional habits that we choose to do on a daily basis. And that sort of becomes not just part of our routine, but it becomes part of who we are. So if what we talked about today was really helpful for you and resonated with you, and what I'm asking you is if you know someone in your world that you think needs to hear this chat, a friend, a family member, a business colleague, or whatever, please feel free to copy the link to this episode and share it with them as a free gift from me. Or if you like, you can come over to my website, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, and just hit the connect button. And it's like we were just talking about, write to me. Say, hey, I've got a friend who really needs to hear this. Can you share it with them? Just let us know and we will take care of it. And on that note, if you have feedback for us and you're feeling inclined to leave us a review, or if there's anything that we talked about today that really landed with you in a specific way, we always love to hear that too. So again, my DMs are always open. You can find me on all my socials. You can find me on my website. I'm active on LinkedIn as well. You can even write to me. You can go to my website, connect with me, or you can just send me an email, allison@theallisonk.com. And I am more than happy to respond. I do respond to all of my DMs. No one on my team does that task. I'm very adamant about that because I always want to maintain communication with all of you. So thank you for all of your support from me, of my work, of our shows, of everything that we're doing in the world today. You guys are the reason why I show up every week and why we are consistently ranked high in the search engines and why we are in the top 3% globally. That's a huge honor, and that's not something that I take lightly. So just know that even if you're listening to me today for the very first time, that I do consider you part of our family. And just know from the bottom of my heart that I'm grateful for all of you. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.